You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed reports there could be two federal elections next year in an effort to allow more time for the government to win back support from voters. Fairfax Media reports some coalition MPs are open to holding a Senate election in early 2019 and a separate election for the House of Representatives several months later. But on the second day of a four-day trip to Queensland, Mr. Morrison is insisting the talk is unfounded.
It's not on the agenda. It's just not on the agenda. So I'll leave that to the bubble to speculate about. I'm not speculating about it. I'm interested in what Queenslanders are interested in, and that's their roads, that's their infrastructure, that's the support that we can provide for Medicare and affordable medicines, because only our government, the Liberal National Government, that can deliver the strong economy that pays for all this.
Labor Senator Jenny McAllister has told Sky News she believes the Morrison government is considering the separate elections. She says it would be about staying in government longer.
Somebody has briefed this out to a journalist. Somebody in the Liberal Party has been thinking about this. They are desperately scrabbling around looking for ways to extend Mr. Morrison's term, to hang on to power. They really need to just accept that at some point they're going to have to face the verdict of the Australian people.
The Parliamentary Library says the last possible date for a simultaneous election is May the 18th, but a separate election for the lower house could be held as late as November the 2nd. If the government decided to split the elections, it would not be the first time in Australian history. Voters went to the poll for the House of Representatives in 1966, 1969 and 1972, while voting for the Senate in 1964, 1967 and 1970. But Monash University politics lecturer Dr. Zare Gazarian says that practice fell out of favour in the mid-1970s.
Australian voters don't really want to go out and vote twice for the federal government, for a federal legislature, and as a result, they don't want to be inconvenienced by separate elections. So it has occurred. It is rare now, though, and the last one happened over 40 years ago.
John Warhurst, an emeritus professor in political science at the Australian National University, says voter unhappiness is not a viable reason for the government to call separate federal elections.
In the case of the electorate, surely they would get very tired of elections. They're already tired of elections, I think, and they're tired of politics. And to be dragged to the polls twice in a six-month period, I think is a crazy idea.
Separate elections for the House and the Senate would also mean more campaigning for the major political parties. Dr. Gazarian says the Liberal Party in particular cannot afford it.
If we're talking about a double or separate elections for the Senate and House of Representatives, that's essentially double the campaigning costs. And I'm not so sure the Liberal Party has the financial resources available to mount two election campaigns in the one year, in addition to having completed two state elections in New South Wales and Victoria.
Some political analysts have suggested a federal election for both houses of parliament could be held as early as March next year. But Dr. Gazarian says he expects the election to be called for May. He says either way, the Labor Party appears to be in prime position for a victory.
I don't think the Labor Party has a preference. They should be sitting fairly comfortably in the knowledge that the opinion polls are looking really good for them. They have looked really good for them for the last couple of years. And all they need to do is just hold their nerve, just do what it is that they're doing, because it appears to be the case that voters have stopped listening to the coalition government and are just looking forward to whenever the next election is to give the other side a chance of governing again.
The Prime Minister is travelling through Queensland this week announcing funding for various projects in the state. Mr. Morrison has insisted he is not in campaign mode, but Professor Warhurst at the ANU says he already appears to be on the election trail.
I suppose there's a case for a new Prime Minister from New South Wales making himself better known in other parts of the country, but it's essentially a stunt. I mean, if you're running around in buses, that's campaign mode, not governing mode. It's an attempt to attract attention and to give the impression of being a listening Prime Minister, all of which is good, but I think it's a dangerous strategy to be carrying on in that sort of mode rather than just getting on with governing.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.